So we spoke to Patrick Laine about the kind of week he had for start of the week. Upon reflection of the kind of four games he had for your club, what do you think of today, Paul?
I think we will be excited, and you should be, when you see that many pucks go in the net for any one player. But how the game, especially the St. Louis game, unfolded as a group, what the three were able to do was impressive. They did things. They're going to do things differently based on the style of player, but the end result is they had a lot of offensive zone time, being really quick and being hard. And at times when Patty kind of weighed in, he's a physical presence down there. I'm not talking about dropping guys or knocking guys down and being controlling the puck and holding people off. So each one of them does it differently, but they're starting to bring their own individual gifts to the line and play off each other well.
Talked about what Kyle Connor brings to that line and a different element than maybe what we'd seen with Patrick Laine and Brian Little before. But why do you think is Laine and Little working now when in the past it maybe didn't click as well?
Yeah, it's a good question. You can't assess the chemistry of a line till each individual has a game that they'll play consistently. So it's true if you take a look at the game that Nick Ehlers is playing now, it's better than any game that he played last year. I'm not talking about goals or assists, but the style of game, the consistency of it. He's playing well defensively. He's hard on pucks. He's battling. He's winning those things. So now we have an idea of what Nicky should look like. When you get young players together, their games are different most nights. They don't have an identity as an individual yet, but when you shoot the puck like Patty, he's a goal scorer, so that part's easy. But the other parts of the game have been consistent and consistently getting better. So both those young men who got off to start slower starts statistically, that really wasn't our concern. It was helping them to continue to define their game. So I never really assessed the little Ehlers line grouping as a line with no chemistry, because we had two guys on that line still trying to find the game, Ryan trying to figure out where they were going shift after shift. Patty becomes easier to read. Kyle Connor has been, for the most part, right from the time he got here, fairly predictable in his play. Now he's getting better and he's getting stronger, and now he has more experience when to put a puck in deep, when to beat a guy on, I don't know, one of Patty's slot goals. He's strong side, chips the puck, changes sides, comes back out into the slot very, very quickly because all of his reads are happening very fast. So as they become more definable in their game, as they each bring the same game every night, then you can assess whether a line has chemistry. And right now, we're pretty pleased with it.
Just an update on the guys that weren't participating today, 8, 9, and 33.
Well, Andrew's got the concussion moving forward with it positively. There hasn't been a setback, but we are as patient as you need to be with us, so the other two will be fine.
We were trying to remember, is this the first stretch that Kyle has played with Patrick? Or did you try that last year?
Correct.
It is.
They were briefly. They were very, I think, very briefly together.
Okay. Maybe this plays off of what you just said to Jay, but the way it's worked now, do you wonder, gee, you should have tried that last year?
No.
Should have tried sooner. No.
No, I don't. And for the simple reason is the year that Kyle had, it was really important for him to play with Blake and Mark. And he is a completely different player now than he was up until the latter half of the year, but it's still not close to the player he is now. So we would be liking that line possibly less than we like the other combinations. They're when you get young guys, Kyle Connor's game is markedly different. His reads are the same, but they're faster, quicker. What he's able to do on the ice is quite a bit different than he was last year. You would have had a 19-year-old, 18-year-old actually last year playing with a first-year rookie, and we would have thought there was no chemistry there.
Is there a huge difference in Patrick's game now compared to pre-Helsinki, or is the puck just going in?
No, there is a major difference in his game. Now, a big chunk of that is going to be confidence. So some of the turnovers, just not handling it, he was clearly frustrated with his game. But the decisions part of his game, all the things that he does away from the puck, just relaxing, running his routes, being easier to read off, he's made big improvements.
Got some historical records he's chasing here. Most goals in a month held by a team of two away.
Yep. No, you know what?
Do you care?
I do. Yeah. I do care. We felt this. What that line, wherever he played with, and he was a big part of this, didn't have was offensive zone time. And the goals that are going in now aren't just rush goals or a breakdown on the other team. They're to put it in, take it from them, and then score. The goal late in the second period was as good a five-on-five shift with a bunch of elements. You know, the right entry, running the right routes, capturing the puck in the neutral zone, bringing it back to the offensive zone. We do care about it because it's growth in the game. We're talking about a guy who just scored five, so I get it, man. We're talking about goals because it was could have been seven. You know, I mean, but where we're most excited about is the growth of the player, some of the defining the style of game that he will play.
And last thing for me, yeah. How many times have you been called Rocket the last day or two?
I don't get that one.
Sorry.
Are we talking about at home or here? I really should just head right to that door, but I don't get it. Yeah.
ESPN article had you as Jets coach Maurice Richard.
Awesome, that's awesome. Well, I've been here for 23 years. I understand why they're confused. Really, do we need to go anywhere else other than I can feel myself blushing, and that never happens.
So I gotta ask a serious question again. Patrick's game, how much of the change in it from whenever has been attributed to him playing on that third line, and how much deeper is he starting in the defensive zone when he's playing, and is that attributed more to his offensive success now?
Well, there's a two or three pronged approach with all of the young guys. They see video after the games. They have individual meetings, line meetings about what we want to do. We did not show Patty or Nikki or a lot of our young guys in a lot of video when they first came in by design. We want them to play, and we don't want them to slow down trying to do everything the coaches ask them to do. So after they get some time into the league, then we start putting more emphasis on being right on all the shifts. I do believe that when he played with Adam, there is an automatic change in how you view the game. It was clearly not the place that he would end up, but those guys have a responsibility. So the idea with Nick and Patty at the time was they need to understand what those two lines do for a living. You know, Mark Scheifele's line has kind of double duty. They have to play against the other team's best and produce. So the concept with Nicky is you can play here. I mean, eventually that line has to produce, but you can't play on this line if it's weak defensively, because I'm going to have to play him against Nathan MacKinnon. We have to play these guys against the other team's best, and that's true of Adam Lowry. His line has to. Now, they don't have to produce the same numbers to still be an effective unit, but they have to play against the other team's best, and when you're on the ice with the other best, you have to make smarter decisions. You can't turn the puck over. You can't do those things. So it's a little shift mentally that the other side of the puck is very important. This isn't particular to Line A and Ehlers and Connor. It's true of every skilled young player that comes in. That wasn't their role on their last team. They didn't really have to defend all that, and it's not something that they valued. They got to the NHL because they have some great offensive skills. There are very few 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds come in and say, hey, you got to watch this guy check. It's just there's a reason why young guys have that curve. So they're learning about the defensive side of the game. Putting them on those two lines, the idea was I want them to feel the pressure that those lines feel playing against the other team's best. So when they're on their bench and they're talking about defensive things. They're talking about we got to pick that guy up. You've got to be here. That was the impetus.